And we have more on faith. Tonight marks the fourth night of the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah. It commemorates the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem in the 2nd century BCE. While traditional celebrations include playing with the dreidel and singing folk songs, one record label is trying to create a new tradition. J-Dub Records is a nonprofit record label in New York City. It boasts a slew of new artists who are breaking the mold of what people think of as Jewish music. For the past 5 years, J-Dub has thrown a huge Hanukkah party featuring artists on their label. This year, the party has expanded to 16 cities worldwide and is open to audiences of all faiths. So if you're thinking of attending, here's J-Dub's founder, Jacob Harris, for a preview of what you might hear.
The first thing I'd like to play for you today is the Levees, featuring Adam Gardner from Guster and Dave Schneider from the Zambonis. They got together and wanted to do a Hanukkah record as a side project. So as it is, you know, the fourth night of Hanukkah tonight, I wanted to play you this track, which is especially important for anyone who sees Hanukkah in commercials or malls. It's called How Do You Spell Hanukkah?
Is it with a C or H? I am confused. What about those N's and K's? Do you use one or two?
What makes the Levees unique is if these lyrics weren't just about How Do You Spell Hanukkah, this is a great indie pop song. This is something that anyone can listen to. This next track is by a band called Golem. Golem is a mythical creature, but Golem, in this case, is one of our newer artists. There's a male-female singing duo, Annette Ezekiel and Aaron Diskin, and this track also features Amanda Palmer from the Dresden Dolls, and it's called Warsaw's Helm. The story going that a guy leaves from his little town of Helm and tries to get to Warsaw, but ends up making a circle and coming back to Helm and thinking that he's in Warsaw and that everything's the same and you have to be happy wherever you are.
David went to Warsaw to see the city lights. He walked from his little town of Helm.
He gazed up at the buildings that soared above his head like the birds at home.
The next band I want to introduce you to is Siliko, an Israeli DJ collective from Tel Aviv. This track is actually unreleased. It's called Pitum Banu, which is kind of like, come here, let's party.
Pitum Banu, chic original, signal Michelano, style in Mekalas, Tashiro Itano, Ola Laila Bateruf, Lesove Poeta Guf, Tarimuyad, Tarimuyad, Lenovev Mitzad Letzad, Tarimuyad, Tarimuyad, Lenovev Mitzad Letzad.
This is an interesting track because a lot of Israeli hip hop is based on politics. Siliko is a unique case in that while they're working with Palestinian MCs sometimes, Israeli Arabs on music, they try to keep it about the party. It's a good Hanukkah message, a peaceful message, that the music can be political, but in a space where taking a breath is political, you can also just try to have a good time. This next track is by Balkan Beatbox, who will be playing our Hanukkah party in L.A. at the Echoplex. They are from all over the world. A couple of the members live in Tel Aviv, a couple in New York City. Some of them move around throughout Europe. This track in particular is called Ramallah to Tel Aviv and features Saz, who is a Palestinian MC. The interesting thing about this track is they worked on it via email. They had heard about Saz and they sent him the beats, and he inserted his lyrics and sent the tracks back. And it is definitely one of the highlights of their live show. Saz also made it over for one special show with them in Brooklyn this past year and was able to perform it live with them. The last track I want to play for you is So-Called, from his Ghetto Blaster record called You Were Never Alone, and it's about being a Jewish cowboy.
And frankly, there's nothing so unusual about being a Jewish cowboy.
So-Called got interested in hip-hop in his teens, but thought, you know, I want to be a musician, but I'm a dorky white Jewish kid from Montreal. And he realized that he could cut up klezmer records, pulling directly from Jewish musical tradition to make hip-hop. So it's uniquely Jewish hip-hop.
The Pole Ranger.
Because the beats are outstanding, he's been able to attract the attention of people like C. Ray's Waltz, you know, who's an African-American, you know, underground hip-hop star. They've toured together, and he sings on this.
This is straight from the horse's mouth. We are buried treasure. Vagabonds traveled on gravel, palm battles on strong forever.
It's been a very exciting piece of cross-cultural dialogue to be able to do something this different and pulling samples that are very unique and very Jewish and making them into hip-hop.
That's the artist So-Called from J-Dub Records. We hear a sample of new Hanukkah music from J-Dub's founder, Jacob Harris. For more on J-Dub and the music you just heard, check out our website, npr.org/tellmemore.
Cook it in a straight line, circle in a square. One is just stuck right there.